Shoot me up with whatever you want. Much more to continue. Todd Herman, your guide host this week on the EIB Network. It's phenomenal how this all fits together. Rush and his indelible wisdom and what we're watching today. Joe Biden's dementia caused him to say that the filibuster is a Jim Crow idea. We have audio of Obama defending it. We'll get to that. They may try to use the destruction of the filibuster to pass what Lindsey Graham correctly calls the biggest power grab in history, H.R. 1, the ridiculously named For the People bill, which is actually for the destruction of the people's will. This is the so-called voting rights bill. Now, Rush took the liar's gallery of leftist political thuggeries and people who employ that thuggery, and he displayed for all of us how they will one day scream tyranny about the so-called nuclear option in the Senate of striking down the filibuster. And the next day, they'll call it a normal course of business. All of this is about their obsession with controlling us, in this case, through healthcare.
May 24th, 2005, this, what I said about the Democrats and the then-described nuclear option.
The one thing we know about the Democrats is that they can be trusted to not be trusted, meaning they're not going to abide by any deal when they already refuse to abide by the Constitution in 214 years of history. This is another thing. Making deals with these people like making deal with the old Soviet Union. This is nothing different than those old SALT talks. We'll abide by it. They'll break it.
Yesterday in Washington, Dingy Harry had a, by the way, you know what his campaign slogan is? Dingy Harry's campaign slogan is, vote for me or my wife gets beat up by me. Save my wife, vote for me, Harry Reid. Yesterday he had a press conference. During the Q&A, he was asked, is reconciliation the only way you have to get health care through Congress at this point?
My Republican friends are lamenting reconciliation, but I would recommend for them to go back and look at history. They should stop crying about reconciliation as if it's never been done before. It's done almost every Congress, and they're the ones that used it more than anyone else.
Now, it is done for budget bills. It's not done for what they're going to do with health care. Let's go back. April 25, 2005, National Press Club. At the time, Senator Barack Obama spoke about changing the filibuster rule. This is the Republicans were going to use the nuclear option to confirm some of Bush's nominees. Here is a portion of what Obama said. He was ripping the whole process, the process he now is preparing to use to pass his own health care bill.
A change in the Senate rules that really, I think, would change the character of the Senate forever. And what I worry about would be that you essentially have still two chambers, the House and the Senate, but you have simply majoritarian absolute power on either side. And that's just not what the founders intended.
Oh, founders did not intend what Obama himself is now going to do. Hillary Clinton, Senator, May 23rd, 2005, on the Senate floor, spoke about changing the filibuster rule.
So this president has come to the majority here in the Senate and basically said, change the rules. Do it the way I want it done. And I guess there just weren't very many voices on the other side of the aisle that acted the way previous generations of senators have acted and said, Mr. President, we're with you. We support you. But that's a bridge too far. We can't go there. You have to restrain yourself, Mr. President.
Now, remember, the Democrats wanted at this time to use 60 votes to confirm judges. The Republicans said, no. The clause doesn't say anything about that. The advisory consent clause. We've always done simple majority in here. No. We want to go 60. The Democrats were saying 51 votes. Why? I mean, that's a constitutional crisis. The same thing they're trying to do now with health care, they said was going to destroy the country. Here's Chuck U. Schumer.
We are on the precipice of a crisis, a constitutional crisis. The checks and balances which have been at the core of this republic are about to be evaporated by the nuclear option. The checks and balances which say that if you get 51% of the vote, you don't get your way 100% of the time. It is amazing. It's almost a temper tantrum.
And here's Harry Reid, who just yesterday told Republicans to stop crying about reconciliation, a nuclear option.
Mr. President, the right to extended debate is never more important than when one party controls Congress and the White House. In these cases, the filibuster serves as a check on power and preserves our limited government.
You know, back then, remember, we were talking about the tyranny of the majority and how we had to respect the rights of the minority. Because Bush, the Republicans had the House and the Republicans had the Senate, and the Democrats were blocking all these judicial confirmations. So the very thing that the Democrats are going to do for health care in the Senate, they said was going to destroy our country. Here is Dianne Feinstein on the subject.
The nuclear option, if successful, will turn the Senate into a body that could have its rules broken at any time by a majority of senators unhappy with any position taken by the minority. It begins with judicial nominations. Next will be executive appointments, and then legislation.
Yep, 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 as she called it. Look, it's not big news, I know, because they're hypocrites every day of the year. But it is just funny to listen to this stuff. It's great to have this stuff on them. Here's Joe Biden. This is even better. May 23rd, 2005.
This nuclear option is ultimately an example of the arrogance of power. It is a fundamental power grab.
Arrogance of power. A fundamental power grab. Dingy Harry again.
No, we are not going to follow the Senate rules. No. Because of the arrogance of power of this Republican administration.
Even Chris Dodd, friend of Angelo, VIP, getting real favorable mortgage rates out there from Countrywide, spoke about changing the filibuster rule.
Why have a bicameral legislative body? Why have two chambers? What were the framers thinking about 218 years ago? They understood, Mr. President, that there is a tyranny of the majority.
Is this not great? Ramming it down their collective little Democrat throats. Dianne Feinstein.
If the Republican leadership insists on forcing the nuclear option, the Senate becomes ipso facto the House of Representatives, where the majority rules supreme and the party in power can dominate and control the agenda with absolute power.
Yeah, exactly like it's happening now. Of course, back then they called it nuclear option. Today they call it reconciliation. Here's Hillary again.
You've got majority rule, and then you've got this Senate over here where people can slow things down, where they can debate, where they have something called the filibuster. You know, it seems like it's a little less than efficient.
Well, that's right, it is. And deliberately designed to be so.
And here's old Joe. Here's Joe Buddy messing with Joe. Listen to this.
I say to my friends on the Republican side, you may own the field right now, but you won't own it forever. And I pray God, when the Democrats take back control, we don't make the kind of naked power grab you are doing.
Oh, that's great. Joe Biden, you can count on him no matter what day of the week, no matter what year. You can count on Joe Biden. Here's Chuck U. Schumer.
They want their way every single time. And they will change the rules, break the rules, misread the Constitution, so that they will get their way.
Hillary, once again, May 23rd, 2005.
The Senate is being asked to turn itself inside out, to ignore the precedent, to ignore the way our system has worked, the delicate balance that we have obtained that has kept this constitutional system going for immediate gratification of the present president.
What the hell is happening now? The immediate gratification of the present president. A freaking monument. And all these Democrats are being asked to die on a sword in order for Obama to get, and they're going to break Senate rules in the process. Constitutional crisis, a bomb. Here is Max Baucus.
This is the way democracy ends, not with a bomb, but with a gavel.
Oh, wow. Democracy was going to end if they did the nuclear option in 2005. If we're going to go to 51 votes to confirm judges. And last but not least, Sheets Bird, comparing this to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
For the temporary gain of a handful of out-of-the-mainstream judges, some in the Senate are ready to callously incinerate each senator's, every senator's right of extended debate. That is what the nuclear option seeks to do. Minorities have an illustrious past, full of suffering, torture, smear, and even death. Jesus Christ was killed by a majority. Columbus was smeared. Christians have been tortured.
And, of course, the Klan has not been very nice to blacks.
As Sheets Bird would know, thank you, Maha. That was 2011, Rush referencing 2005. History made current today.